the consultation report on patient Ruth Ratliff, RATZLAFF. Consultation request by Dr. Sambono. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation evaluation for electrophysiology studies and radio frequency ablation. History: patient is a 71-year-old female with a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia period. Recently, patient is complaining of episodes of shortness of breath, dizziness, and fatigue period. Patient's electrocardiogram showed atrial fibrillation period. Patient is referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient is placed on amiodarone, and in spite of that, patient still has recurrence of atrial fibrillation period. Current medication: metoprolol, succinate 50 mg daily, Lasix 20 mg daily, aldactone 25 mg daily, Eliquis 5 mg, 2 times daily, amiodarone 200 mg daily, atorvastatin 10 mg daily, period. Allergies, non-allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denied recent weight gain, weight loss, nerve vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stomach, no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 131/90, pulse is 100/110, and irregular respiration 16, weight is 185 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is irregular, 1/6 systole, murmur, head of the sternum border. There is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound estimated, no edema. Click hemorrhage number 1, atrial fibrillation. Number 2, hypertension recommendation. Patient's atrial fibrillation and discussed symptomatic period. Patient failed medical therapy period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometime need more than one procedure period. Please send a copy to Dr. Sambono. Consultation date is 7/5/22.